Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 4th, 2023. Today is Saturday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from the book of Deuteronomy. This very day, the Lord your God is commanding you to observe these statutes and ordinances, so observe them diligently with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you have obtained the Lord's agreement to be your God, and for you to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, and his ordinances, and to obey him. Today the Lord has obtained your agreement to be his treasured people, as he promised you, and to keep his commandments, for him to set you high above all nations that he has made, in praise and in fame and in honor, and for you to be a people holy to the Lord your God, as he has promised. Commandments, statutes, ordinances, rules, rules, rules. To read Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy is to read lots of rules and regulations. Rules about what to eat and when to eat it. Rules about property and who could own it. Rules about marriage and who you could marry. Rules about worship and who could lead it. Nearly every aspect of the covenant people's lives were governed by one rule or another, but as much as they struggled to keep all the rules, especially that rule about worshiping God alone with no idols, the covenant people believed the Torah, the law, was a gift. A gift given directly to Moses by God to establish their identity as God's own people, the ones chosen by the one true God to be God's representatives in the world. To adhere to all these rules was an outward sign that they were set apart to witness to God's presence, God's sovereignty, and God's power. After all, only a mighty God could have made their deliverance from slavery in Egypt happen. Only a mighty God could have parted the Red Sea, poured out water from a rock, and sprinkled heavenly bread across the desert landscape to feed a multitude on the move. To keep the law of God, to follow the rules, was not only a sign of the covenant people's identity, it was also a sign of their gratefulness. Now let's be honest. Most of us who are not Jews are probably relieved that most of these statutes, ordinances, and commandments don't apply to us. After all, we have enough trouble trying to live according to the summary of the law: love God and love our neighbors. And if we're honest, most of us sort of rebel against obedience for obedience's sake. But here's something to consider. What if obedience isn't simply unquestioning adherence to arbitrary rules? What if obedience is rather an invitation to listen for God's life-giving word in our lives? As it happens, the Latin word for obedience has the same root as the word for listen. As Christians, we have been brought into a relationship with God that is all about listening. Listening to God's written word we find in the Scriptures. Listening to God's Spirit who speaks to us in the deepest recesses of our hearts. Listening to God's word through the voices of other people of faith. Listening for God's word in our everyday lives. From a stance of listening, we learn to hear, truly hear, what God is saying to us. Will we fail to hear sometimes? Yes. Will we fail to obey sometimes? Absolutely. But our failure to hear and or obey doesn't mean God's not still speaking. One of the opportunities Lent affords us is to hopefully invest a bit more time improving our spiritual listening skills. I wonder what would happen if we unplugged, logged off, and sat in silence for a few minutes here and there in the coming weeks. Who knows? We might hear a word from the Lord that would change our hearts, change our lives, and even change the world. Let us pray. O God, by your word, you marvelously carry out the work of reconciliation. Grant that in our Lenten fast we may be devoted to you with all our hearts and united with one another in prayer and holy love, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.